The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. So many ways to take us in. Whichever one you choose, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. Wyatt Tomchek still hanging out all week long. Kelly Bidlin on vacation. Headed to L.A., I believe. We got the low jack on him. So,
he was texting me yesterday. He's like, he gave me Jordan Sherwood's number. He goes, all right, I'm going back to the pool. I may or may not text you back. I'm like, you know what? Enjoy the vacation, Kelly. I think I'm good.
Twitter was so awesome during the draft yesterday. He texted me during the draft with some of the funnier moments on Twitter during the NBA draft. It is Thursday. It is 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. You know what that means. Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. Let's go.
Hey.
What's happening?
Not too much. You got some stuff you got to do, right? I'm on for like half the segment or something. Gil texted me.
Started.
He texted me last night. He says, oh, Bill, they need the last 15 minutes so you can come in from 8 to 8:15. Now he just told
8:45.
Me. 8:45. Oh, 8 to 8:45. And now he just told me, Bill, I need the first segment too from 8 to 8:15. So go ahead. Do what you got to do. I'm here.
We're off to a great start. I want to tell. I wanted to wait for you to come here so I could tell my inability to get an NBA draft bet down in Las Vegas story.
Oh, wow.
Which
good
I thought
luck.
You would appreciate. Yeah. So I, the day of the day before the draft, there was, again, the same sort of folks who were throwing around the Banchero information, Paolo Banchero going number one 2 years ago. The word was that the Atlanta Hawks, and this was not as big of a lock, it was never couched as a big of a lock for the Hawks, but that the Hawks front office, the Hawks who had won the lottery with really minuscule odds, they didn't expect to win the lottery, they win it, and all of a sudden they have the number one pick in the draft, and they don't know what to do, are they going to make a trade, or, you know, whatever, who are they going to pick, and literally till the cusp of the draft, were not sure what they were going to do with the number one pick, and that it was 50-50, between them picking the guy they eventually picked, Zachary Risachet from France, and Kentucky's Reed Sheppard. And so there was a 50-50 break, and so the odds on Reed Sheppard to go number one were 100-1, 75-1, 66-1, 50-1, depending on where you went. They were super-duper long, and for a 50-50 proposition, if you believe the intel, well, you got to make that bet.
Of course.
Of course. Okay. And knowing that it's a coin flip, it could very well lose. So I go ahead, and I'm like, I'm looking at the apps here in Las Vegas. I'm like, okay, who's got the best odds in Las Vegas? Well, MGM did, 66-1. So I go over to the Aria, 66-1, and this is an MGM shop. And I go there a lot, and I'm friendly with the folks who work there, and they're good people who work there. And they say, okay, well, we don't have NBA draft props here, bricks and mortar. You have to do it on the app. So I'm like, okay, well, standard, par for the course. This is where they've gone ever since they've had the app. So I'm like, okay, I'll deposit money into the app, and I'll bet it on the app.
Oh, boy.
So, exactly, you know what's coming. So I do so, and I then, in order for me to make a bet on the app at MGM, I'm just giving the facts. I'm not trying to disparage. I'm just giving you the facts. For me to make a bet on the MGM app, I have to delete the app from my phone and re-upload it, and only then will it take a bet. So the deposit is in, I delete the app, I re-upload it, and then I try to make the bet, and they limit me to $32 a bet. I was trying to bet something else, too. They also limited me to $32 on that one. Now, it's not because it's me. It's because they were just allowing $32, apparently, on a long shot bet of any kind, I guess. So I go, guys.
Once they had to pay about two grand? Is that the
whatever the math was. But I'm like, I don't want to bet $32 on this.
Yeah.
If I had known, you made me put money on the app. If I had known you were going to limit me to $32, I would have taken that money and bet it at the 50-1 shop across the street so I could make more money. So they said, well, let's call up and find out. And they called up, wherever they called up, and they said, oh, no, it shouldn't be limited to 32. We don't know why that's happening. Try it again. So I tried again. It's still 32. I'm like, look, guys, here's the thing. You induced me to put the money on the app. You took my money, and now are you going to hold my money hostage where I can't use this money to make another bet? You can't do that to people. And I might have been more vocal about it than that. I was like, you can't do it. And they, you know, the people at the counter are like, you're right, we can't.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know if they do this for everybody who just deposited it, But after 30 minutes, they were able to give me my money back. So
I can't believe that's not laundering, money laundering.
So they gave me my money back, and I'm like, but think about it. It sounds much more benign now, but 30 minutes to go through this stress of, did you just steal my money and hold it hostage and try to, it was a bait and switch. It bait and switched to put me on the app and then say, oh, yeah, you can only have $32 on it. But I get my money back, so I'm like, okay. Crisis averted. By the way, the clock is ticking. Remember, Nevada has the rule where 24 hours,
yes.
they cut it off.
Take it down.
So someone who I know at the Aria texts me and says, oh, they said that they limited you afterwards because you were within 24 hours. And I said, that's a lie. It was outside of the 24 hours. And you know there's a Nevada gaming rule that at 24 hours, they have to take it down anyway.
Can't even take a bet.
And he said, oh, yeah, you're right. So they're scrambling. So I get my money back, which is a small victory. So I go across the street to a Caesars property.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, you thought that was just the comedy part.
They're the worst.
What just happened.
They're throwing everyone out left and right,
oh,
Caesars.
Oh, no. I go to Caesars, and they have Reed Sheppard to go number one at 50-1. Now, again, remember, it's a coin flip. I don't know if it's going to win. And by the way, it didn't win. So in the end, they ended up saving money. But I go there, and I give them a dime. At Planet Hollywood, I give them a dime at 50-1, knowing they're not going to take the dime, right? 50-1, there it is, dime. And they go, okay, they say they're only going to take a nickel. So at that point, I'm like, okay.
It's okay.
A nickel. I mean, based on what it was across the street, okay, sure, a nickel. What do you think happens next?
They say they're only going to take 100.
Nope. Even worse. Oh. They change the number on me.
That's terrible.
To 25-1.
That's terrible.
Right in front of my face.
This organization has went down terribly. That's terrible.
My blood was boiling. Boiling. Now, again, do I know it's going to win? I don't. But it's the principle. And so I'm like, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. You know you can't do this. The ticket writer goes, we can't do that. The ticket writer's caught in the middle. The manager comes out and goes, well, I'll call upstairs, but no promises. Like he was a real. He comes back literally eight seconds later. He goes, nope, 25-1. So I am, on principle, I'm like, I'm not betting this. You guys are so wrong. Like what you're doing here is just completely wrong. And you can't do anything about it because they're like, that's the number and that's all there is to it.
Can't do anything.
So we happen to know Eric Biggio, who's a great guy.
Nice guy.
Who works at William Hill Caesars.
Nice guy.
And I DM Eric and I'm like, Eric, this is what happened to me. You got to be kidding me. He goes, oh, that should never have happened. There's no way. Let me talk to my NBA guy. And Eric did. He says, my NBA guy's a straight shooter. And you know what Eric says to me? Eric says, the NBA guy, whoever that is up top, says he was under the impression that the bet went through.
Of course.
And that's why they changed it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that didn't happen. And then Eric, because Eric is a nice guy, he says, well, I restored it to 50-1. But it was restored at 4, when I saw it, at 447. I can't get over there and bet it again, whatever. And I don't.
That was nice of him, though.
It was nice of him, though. And I appreciate Eric, and Eric is always trying to help.
Yep.
But the whole point of that is, on the one hand, the MGM thing is just funny, $32. On the other hand, what Caesars did was just wrong. And so I text Chrissy, by the way, Chrissy Andrews, my mishpucha over the South Point. I text Chrissy this story. Chrissy writes back. He goes, I'm laughing out loud, right? So he calls me, and Chrissy's just dying. And he goes, and I say to him, I go, isn't what Caesars did to me a gaming violation? And you know what he says to me? He goes, technically, it's not. Because they can lie and claim that someone at another property at that exact same moment just happened to bet Reed Sheppard, right, at that number, and they moved the number on you without even taking a bet. By the way, let me just wrap this up. There was I know somebody in Maryland. That's where I grew up in the DMV. Someone was betting at the Caesar shop in Maryland. I can't remember what the name of the property is. And he said they did the same thing to him when they tried to bet Dalton Connect at a certain number. So my point on this, and by the way, I don't know if it's doing justice, but even as I'm telling the story, like my blood is boiling. My blood. It's a gaming in our world of betting. It's a crime, right?
It is.
It's a crime, and you can get away with this crime. And my thing is, Bill, this is becoming, it seems to me, more and more industry standard behavior.
I'm glad it happened to you. I'm glad it happened to you because it's been happening.
We're talking about it.
Well, it's been happening for years to guys, and this is not the first time this happened to you.
No, it's not.
Either.
It's not the first time.
But I'm glad it's still happening now and it's out there publicly.
It happens
to me all the time, of course. I actually waved the white towel. They got me so mad. That's why I'll try to get at these companies other ways. And I don't care what they say, how unethical, crack man, you shouldn't be doing this and that. You want to cheat me, and that's what you're doing. You're cheating.
You're cheating me.
You want to cheat me?
Yeah.
I will find ways to cheat you. Guaranteed I'll find ways to cheat you if you want to cheat me.
And so people need to understand that. The reason that you have that attitude is because that's exactly what you're getting from them. By the way, it did happen to me before, and I'll tell you exactly where. It happened when I bet CJ Stroud to be the number one pick, and that didn't end up happening. They did the same thing to me. They moved it, and this was at the...
Meanwhile, they're costing themselves money.
They're costing themselves. That's the kicker of it all. You cost yourself money because I would have bet more. And yeah.
For how many stories that we're talking about,
yes,
there's dozens more that have no voice that can't say anything about this stuff that happens all the time. They write me DMs. They write me things. They add me on Twitter.
Yeah.
They message me on the other shows, and it's really industry wide. No one's picking on particularly. Oh, it's you. Only you bet MGM.
No.
Oh, it's only you, Caesars.
No.
This is an industry wide problem, and you know. But it's just funny. I like that kid. He's a nice guy. I met him out. BGO was nice. Eric BGO.
He's a great guy.
Just sometimes I met him like Panera. Really nice guy. He can't do nothing else for my account, and they threw me out for betting that one correlated thing.
But you said this is why I try to use this from the inception of VSiN. By the way, when no one else was talking badly about sports books, right? Like I stepped out on a limb and did it with William Hill in the 2018 NFL draft. By the way, Nick Bogdanovich was a total man about it. He owned up to it. He says, just call everybody, call me. By the way, we know other stories since then that we've talked about here with casino disputes where they weren't quite as stand-up of a guy as Bogdanovich was.
No.
They lied about what actually happened.
Of course.
Please know that when it was the exact same story. And so now we have this, and you're right, we're not picking on any one book. If this is industry standard, this is becoming more and more of that. Oh, good God. More with the crack man on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN's NFL betting guide was released today, and there's never been a better time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Our all-new NFL betting guide is your secret weapon for the upcoming season. With in-depth profiles of every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems, and betting trends, you'll have all the tools you need to bet this season smarter. Plus, our experts share their top bets on season win totals, futures, and props, giving you the insights you need to get ahead of the action. To get the guide, though, you gotta be a VSiN Pro subscriber. For a limited time, get an annual subscription to VSiN Pro at an unbeatable price, normally $240 a year. You can subscribe now, for just $199 with promo code GUIDE. Plus, we'll throw in an extra month for free. That's 13 months of VSiN Pro access to everything we do, including our daily best bets, 24/7 video, premium analysis, exclusive betting splits, data, and all our special edition betting guides to keep you betting smarter all year long. Visit VSiN.com/guide, GUIDE, right now, and use promo code GUIDE to get 13 months of VSiN Pro for just $199. That's VSiN.com/guide. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. We'll read reaction to the previous segment momentarily. It is a football day here at VSiN, Bill, and I'm just curious. You surround yourself with, for those who don't know Bill or have not, or just landing on the show for the first time, Bill, and you can correct me, you surround yourself with really sharp handicappers in different sports. When would you say on average you make your first NFL bet for the next year? In any way, shape, or form.
Boy, you could bring Chris Andrews in on this segment. I've been terrorizing him every other week. Chris, can I bet this? Chris, can I bet the max on this? And, you know, we as sports bettors get a little bit greedy, too. So what did I bet? I bet $5,000 on Atlanta not to make the playoffs plus 235. I text Chris, can I make this bet? He said, oh, yeah, sure. Our people are betting the other way. I said, okay, can I have 10? He comes out. He goes, crack. I'm giving you 5. I mean, we're just so greedy. No, but I've been betting a lot of things already. Oh yeah, I bet a bunch of things. I even put one on Twitter yesterday. The Eagles to win the NFC.
When would you say your first one was though? Is it early in the year? Is it just around now, this time of year?
first bets were made probably in Florida when I went to see my brother in Tampa that time. I didn't expect to, but they were their first ones 2 months ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago, they had season wins up. And before anyone, usually DraftKings. DraftKings, I'll tell you what, DraftKings and FanDuel, they'll put stuff up before anybody. But, there's no – people think it comes up in Vegas first. Absolutely not. Or it comes off in a place offshore. But, yeah, usually they do. For some reason, Tampa had the Indian casino there. What is that called? Oh, Seminole. Casinos.
Yep.
They really had a lot of chutzpah. I mean, they really did. They put up stuff that no one had up. NFL futures, NFL, and decent odds. It wasn't like they were just raping you on odds. They were giving you decent odds. So I guess 2 months ago. But I've been on a flurry. I mean, this is a spontaneous question you asked me just now.
Yep.
But I'll just tell you. If you look at the stuff I have pending so far. Look at this.
You care to share some of those?
Well, this is stuff that you probably can't get anymore. Like the this was here at Circa. These were Circa bets.
Yeah.
So these are Giants, like under 6.5 wins. Oh, no, hold on. These were Circa bets. Which ones? They put some obscure. They put alternate odds up here at Circa.
Alternate season wins.
So
is the
they'll
greatest.
Go like 7.5 is the number, but they'll go 8.5 or 6.5.
Yeah.
So I actually went under. Like the Bears plus 260 on 7.5, under on Vegas 5.5 plus 235. They're gone now, so I really don't want to even tell people the rest of them.
But it is a good PSA again for alternate season win totals, which is and I'll give Drew Dinsick the credit because he was the first one to really articulate this well, which is all these markets are going to be calibrated, but the idea that alternate season win totals are priced precisely. Is a fallacy. Like, you can really find value.
Definitely.
On those.
Definitely.
That is such a
great. I'm not tying up 20 grand. I bet four of them, 5,000. I'm not tying up 20 grand of my money unless I think I have value on those things.
And if you look at it, and we're gonna talk on this show, on this network, every media network is going to talk incessantly about the NFL from now until the kickoff in that first Sunday or that first Thursday, I should say. And everybody's going to have an opinion about everything. But the bottom line is, getting back to the alternate season win totals, is when you look at the final NFL standings of every year, with all of those opinions mishmashed in all those months, the fact is that there are teams that do way better than they're expected to, and there are teams that do way worse than they're expected to. The delta is much bigger than we think it's going to be before the season starts. So
I have a ton pending already. Now, I will tell you something. This is interesting. I wasn't even planning to talk about this on the show, but this is a great subject matter. So I bet something over at Westgate the other day. Matter of fact, Westgate gave me some really good limits at the counter. So I went to the counter, bet there. Eagles to win. I guess it was the Eagles to win the NFC.
Yeah.
They had plus 8-1 to win the NFC. Or 9-1? Was 8-1? I don't know if it was 8-1 or 9-1. I don't know.
To win the conference, yeah.
So now I seen the odds here. It was 7.5. But now I see Circa has the same exact odds Westgate has. I want to tell you something. I know it's crazy. I hate that. I hate that I didn't get the best of something.
Yeah.
I hate that someone's against me on something. One of the sharper shops. There is sharper shops to check. If you look at my Don Best screen, it's set up like, I'll have like Pinnacle and the Circa. I like to have their lines up there and their live odds on. And I just I hate when I don't get the best of something. That means someone else is on sharp that they respect on the other side. Now, same thing if I bet into Circa, which you'll be surprised. I really don't bet into Circa too often because Circa will move fast and move the rest of the screen. Everyone moves and copies off them. But when I do bet Circa and they don't move...
You're offended.
Uh-oh.
Oh, because you're like, I'm on the wrong side.
Long term, this may be the wrong side.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that that's always the case, but certain markets, if I'm betting a college, anything college related, and I'm betting a max bet and you're not moving the line, that means I have opposition. And we have confidence in our handicapper. I have confidence in him. He's a winning handicapper lifetime.
Yeah.
But Circa knows that I'm also a winning better, but they know this person may be a percentage better in that sport, maybe 2% better. So that happens to me. Rare. It's rare that it happens, but it does happen. This particular thing, the Eagles, we're a little bit high on the Eagles. So, Eagles to win the division, Eagles to win the conference.
See, I was making the case against the Eagles earlier on the show.
Wow. Yeah I should have just bet you.
Well, you should have bet me. But no.
You got Dallas then.
Well,
but
no.
Then Redskins fans came out of the woodwork last night when I put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, do you not think the Redskins have a chance?
Well, I think they have a – let's put it this way. They have a – he just says real quick. I think they have a wide range of outcomes. I don't think they're going to win the division.
Yeah.
But I think they could, at the best part of their outcome, they could be a wild card team. But at the worst, they could, you know, get Jaden Daniels killed.
So I think then the last 2 years the Eagles won, then the Dallas won. But I think
no. They flipped.
I thought the Eagles won both last two years, but then Dallas and I think did Washington win this in like 4 years ago?
Yeah, Washington won.
Yeah, Washington won. Yeah. So I mean, you know, listen, they're only a couple years out of that team, and I know they rebuilt and stuff, but we don't think much of the Giants. I bet under season wins, under on the alternative season wins, because I was getting back so much juice. That's the reason why. Giants under 5.5, plus 235. So it was just the value of the plus 235, which you can't. I went under the Giants under 5.5, plus 220. The Bears under 7.5, plus 260. The other day, when I went over there to bet at South Point, I went to go make a bet. But this goes to show you how it's all about the numbers. Because I went to go bet two max bets, the 1 plus 235 on Atlanta.
Yep.
I also went to go bet no playoffs for the Bears under 7. Oh no, was it season wins? It might have been under season wins 7 even. I think it was season wins, or whatever it was. It was something on the Bears I went to go bet, and the Bears, they moved 10 cents, and I didn't bet it. So it was minus 110 instead. Oh, no, it was the Bears no playoffs. That's it. It was the Bears no playoffs even. I went to go bet that, and the little 10 cents, that's right, minus 110, made it a no bet for me. I did not bet it. So that's how close things are to being bet. It's the value of the bet. Nice, because I knew there was a 105 out there. I just, you know what? I was betting it even. I'm not betting it. We're not betting it.
Two things. One, Skins won the NFC East the pandemic year, 2020. That's why no one remembers.
That's it.
2015 with Kirk Cousins, 2012 with RG3. The circus stuff that you were talking about, like if you make a bet and they don't move it, where would you relate that in comparison to like the pinnacle lean of days gone by offshore? Is it as
no.
reliable to
no.
you?
No.
No. Not close.
Not close.
Okay.
No. There's so much money in the market now that it's not like it was the pinnacle lean of the early 2000s where that was just money.
Just
long term.
Just wanted to get context, like how upset you get if that doesn't happen. Because pinnacle lean, you're toast.
Pinnacle lean was toast years ago.
Yeah.
Tons of questions about your on Twitter about your first segment.
We're going to read all of them coming up. Yeah, going to read all of them.
Well, then real quick, I'll just tell you, you know, I follow a guy. I found out it is a guy. Las Vegas locally text something about, which is a great follow here. Nevada casinos won $1.32 billion from gamblers in May, a 2.5% increase from May of 2023. For the fiscal year, they won $14.5 billion, almost 5% from the previous year. This is already the best 12-month span in the history of legal gambling in Nevada. Wow. They're making so much money here. I don't want to hear no one crying about me going to the counter making a stupid bet, a dime bet.
Our next lifetime will be on the other side.
Jesus,
They keep building casinos. We'll come back. We'll read all your tweets about the NBA draft story and more. It's a numbers game with Bill Krakenberger right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget to check out our website, vsin.com. Betting splits. Why you're supposed to scream. Splitting bets. Odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. It's all there on the homepage today. We have tons of stuff, as we were saying earlier. Steve Mackinnon with the MLB bullpen betting system update. He had a big week with his bullpen system. Check that out. As I mentioned earlier, Lou Finocchiaro on UFC 303. Wes on golf. Adam Burke, not only on NASCAR, he's got horse racing picks as well. Adam Burke covering it all. It's all there. NHL draft with Johnny Lazarus as well. You name it. It's on the website, vsin.com. Check it out. Skill Alexander, it's Wyatt Tomchek. And, of course, the great Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K. Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast, which he does with John Orlando, Tony Orlando's son. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Super Jerk You guys in Vegas are the biggest bunch of crybabies. It's raining, it's cold, it's windy, it's hot. F1 is an expletive there. And now wildfires. Jesus, what's next? Did Adam Burke mention wildfires? Is that what it was from?
Said that that's what was messing with his allergies, yes. Was the wildfire smoke.
Sorry about that, super jerk. Tommy Lorenzo, love the I'll Be Sure reference. You know, I can tell you how I feel about the Beating the Book show night and day. Thank you, Tommy Lorenzo. It's very nice of you. Jason Schomburg, are you making a most wins in July bet? if the Astros win, do I just say I had three amazing months of this and I quit? July contains the All-Star break as well. So July is a super short month, which means that the odds will probably be super shortened as well and won't be as sexy. So I don't know the answer to that question, quite frankly. I don't know yet. This is from Nemesis Enforcer. Had the volume down, looked up and said, and saw Gil doing the show and was wondering if he was topless. Yeah, it's kind of my skin color on that. Yes, I'm topless today on the show. How did you know? Let's see. This is from Super Jerk again. He says, I don't think what you saw from Jalen Hurts was an anomaly. I think you saw exactly what he is. If he cannot run, he cannot play. This is from, let's see. A lot of these I'm cursing. I can't read these off the top. Auburnist, were you not able to bet the adjusted line on the app, or are the limits too low on there and why people go to the counter? Oh, no, Auburnist, I could have bet the adjusted, in quotes, the, it's not adjusted, it's the artificially moved line at 25-1 right there for a nickel. I could have done it, but on principle, I wasn't going to bet it because I just feel like that's a tacit okay to them that this is okay behavior, so I didn't bet it at all. This is from Scott, New York, Mets 16. Is there no receipt of a similar bet being placed at another property at the same time? Isn't everything electronic now? If I wanted to pursue it and demanded they produce a receipt...
They would never do it.
They would never do it. Yeah,
but it's a good question.
It is a good question, for sure. Let's see. Larry Fresh, way to stand on business and not bet with them for doing that to you. By the way, I'm currently sweating a Navarro first set bet. Can't wait for the Wimbledon Megapod later today. Yes, Drew Dinsick, Zach Cohen, and I are going to do that a little after the show today.
Someone talked about a Felica bet, too. You know, Chris has texted me on the side of the road. We pulled over, and he's like, crack, do you believe they're doing this to me? Yeah. Like, this is like industry-wide, this kind of a thing's happening. So, like, a lot of people have went through this. But
would you agree it's one thing, not that it's right, you shouldn't be doing it on the app either. They shouldn't be doing that on the app to you either.
Right.
But when it's done in your face.
Right.
And literally it changes. Oh, here is your 51. Oh, nope, now it's 25.
That's like, happened to me.
Bro.
And the poor people behind the counter, they're going to get the brunt of our frustration.
Yeah, because the poor people behind the counter is like, okay, could you simmer down? I need to make a bet also. It's like, no, I can't simmer down right now. I really can't. This is like, it's ridiculous what you're
saying. And most of the people behind the counter agree with you. And, you know,
they do.
Even the supervisor, the supervisors in sports books now, think about it. They're not making no decisions. For the most part, they're glorified secretaries. They're not making no decisions.
No, they're not.
They're just there to represent, to have a boss to tell someone to go take a break. I mean, they're not there for nothing else.
It's brutal.
You know, I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm just saying, but their job's not their responsibility that it once was, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, no, that happens. And we get so frustrated with this. And you know what? In the end, I talked about this before. These companies cost themselves money.
Yes.
It's the risk departments.
Yes.
These guys want to just do their 8 hours. Don't take any big bets. Don't take a big a big risk of someone at 8-1, a 10-1, a 12-1, a 66-1. Oh, my God. They won that on my shift. Oh, you know. Do me a favor. Get another job. Don't be, you know, the CEOs of the company should only know that you have a responsibility, if you're a public company, to your holders that, you know, they have to take bets. It's all about volume.
Yeah.
You got to take volume in order to make money.
It is.
I mean, it's not like we're stealing. Like Gil said, there's two bets in a row he lost that you didn't get in your company. Shame on you.
Yeah. Yep. That should be that should be what they get punished for, is that they didn't take the money in the first place. But it is particular, I will say this, it is particularly magnified on drafts because essentially you're doing their work for them. Like, oh, that must be a good bet. Let me.
I didn't even do much draft work because I didn't want no frustrations.
No, you know what? This is why people say, like, why do you, it's not like ever since, let's take the first part about MGM. Those people at the Aria, I like them a lot. They are really good people, the ones who work at the Aria. Yep. I'm there all
good
the time.
Good guys.
MJ, who's a supervisor, I love her. Like, yep. It's a great group. LD,
guys,
Greg,
girls.
All
yep.
of those guys that
good
are
people.
There and girls that are there. It's really good people. And they get it. Like, they get it. They can't admit it, but I know they get it,
they
right?
Do.
That ever since they've made these what are supposed to be advancements, it's created such chaos. I can't bet brick and mortar. I have to bet app, but on the app you're gonna limit. Like, it's created such chaos that you're right. What you just said is the ultimate result. I don't even bother anymore because it's not worth the hassle.
Listen, the Banchero was a great six-figure
yeah.
score.
Right.
Talked about it many times. I you know, it's funny. Last night someone said to me, "You don't even know this." He said, "You know, Gil cost you money. You know, you don't even know how." I'm on air. We're down at South Point, and the bet on Banchero, which I bet at, you know, I think Westgate had, I bet a dime at 18-1. FanDuel in Jersey when I came, but before I came over, I bet them for 22-1 for a dime. And then I had, of course, DraftKings was very nice to take 5,000 twice for me at 12-1 and 10-1. Now we come on air that morning,
yeah.
and it's down to like pick 'em. It's down, he's like, Banchero's like pick 'em. But Wojciechowski, is that his name?
Wojnarowski.
Yeah. He comes on and says, "Oh no, he's not going to be number one. I know he's number one." 10-1, it goes up to again at DraftKings.
Why did I cost you?
Because I'm on air with you when it went to 10-1. No, it went back to 12-1.
Oh.
It was 10-1 by the time we got off air. I was going to go back to the border. So Gil cost, well, I would have bet a couple dimes more. You cost me only like 20,000. It's not a big deal.
I was like, because I bet Banchero to go number one, too.
Yeah.
But I was like, why did I cost you money?
That's what the guy told me last night. It was kind of funny. I got to blame
show.
Something on you.
Yeah, no, it's true. Because I have a show.
Can I give a couple rants here? I want to tell. Well, let me give an advantage for people. There's a little casino on. Well, it's not that little. It's on Flamingo, right around the corner from Ellis Island, called Tuscany.
Oh yeah.
They have a deal where they're giving $150 away to new players. So if you go and sign up, you get $50 right away. Well, I'll tell you right now, everyone should go in that didn't have a card there. If you're in the area there, sign up for a card. You get $50. Go play. They have Airport Deuces. It's a 90, let's call it a 99% game. It's a Deuces Wild game, 15-9 Deuces. Put your card through for 10 hands, $50. You're going to get back $40, probably more, probably $45 of your but it's just free. If you never had a card, sign up. It's free money. And if you want to go back three consecutive days, you could do that and also get the money. You have to play a little bit more. But I'll just tell you, also Tuscany, what they have, don't tell you is they have these big bonuses, 30 times points and stuff. No one ever tells you anything about it. It's a maximum cash back of $100. It's way deep in the rules. But that's a good – it's not really a rant. It's just a good free play thing for people to know.
By the way, that's where I bet a lot of circus stuff, at Tuscany.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. It's much easier to go inside Tuscany,
yeah.
pull up your car, right? You can go under the awning. If you're betting a sports book, you don't have to park out in the parking lot where you can get killed. You can just park right at the front door, and you can run in. It is what it is.
At Tuscany?
It is what it is.
Oh, that's an okay parking lot, isn't it?
Yeah. I no comment.
Okay.
Okay. So, but
I don't know.
You can park right under the awning, run in,
yeah.
and you can get your plays in, and then leave your futures or add money to your account. And I'm being funny though. Tuscany's not that bad of an area.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But in general though, I do like depositing and playing there better than going downtown, parking, and getting in and having to lie and say I work for VSiN. Can you let me out the gate for free? You know what I mean? There's a little secret there. I'm sure Derek's gonna love that. Anyway, but last thing, World Series of Poker. The rake, I told you about how horrible it is.
Yes.
Yesterday it was a $600 tournament. They're taking like 16% out. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, it's funny. Only the top three really make money because these tournaments are taking so much money out. So it's hours and hours of your life. I just feel, Gil asked me, did you ever get involved in there? I just feel the ROI for other things is much better than sitting down with someone with a backpack and sunglasses and a headset.
It's a brutal.
And they got to like look down, look up, and ask me if I have the ace. Like, I just don't want to do it. So anyway, I just thought that would be...
I told you, I have the audacity as a guy who bets sports to go by poker rooms and have the judgment of my God, what a miserable life they lead.
What a miserable life.
It's just, like, oh, God, this seems terrible.
All right, well, I guess I'll see you guys when next time you want me on for a segment.
That's a lot.
And what happened to Kelly? Did you finally get rid of him? They finally had enough of him?
No, he's Monday. He's coming back Monday.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. No, I mean, it's,
have you met Wyatt, by the way? Wyatt,
yeah.
Bill Wyatt.
How are you, my man?
Thank you, Billy.
Good. Nice to see you, and goodbye.
Will Hill on the NFL on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Once again, our all-new VSiN NFL Betting Guide is out now and is packed with everything you need to dominate this NFL season. We got in-depth profiles of every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems, and proprietary betting trends that you won't find anywhere else. But that's not all. Our experts have weighed in with their best bets on season win totals, futures, and props. Whether you're a season better or just getting started, our NFL Betting Guide is your ticket to smarter, more informed bets. And to celebrate the release of the guide, VSiN's going all out today with expert NFL analysis, insider tips, and insight to help you start the season strong. Visit VSiN.com/guide to get your copy of our all-new NFL Betting Guide today. That's VSiN.com/guide. Gil Alexander, Wyatt Tomchick, in for the vacationing Kelly Bidlin. You good? Y'all good?
Good. I enjoyed the three segments with Crack.
Oh, always.
You know.
By the way, that was -5,000 that Crack was going to say something on the way out. Fine. You want me to leave? Huh?
I was going to blame you for it, not me, because he asked who puts the show together. I was like, I didn't say three segments for you.
Well, I guess it's only fair that we go to the guy who actually displaced Crack. I know this is how he wants to be introduced. Ladies and gentlemen, at not the Will Hill on Twitter. He's the host of the Should Have Bet More podcast. Is Will Hill, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Will?
I'm okay. I feel a little bit like I'm pinch hitting for Aaron Judge a little bit. As you know, the Crack Hour is my favorite hour of the week, so it's a little bit ironic.
A little bit ironic. That's right. I told him you were apologetic about it as well. You have a football take or two that might not be conventional, yes?
I've talked about the Jets a lot. I just think there's a major advantage in terms of their schedule. When you look at Buffalo, they have to play every team in the conference title game from last year. So Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, 49ers, they play the Jets twice, they play the Dolphins twice, and they play the Texans. That's 9 of their 17 games. Miami, at the end of the season, has the Browns, the Jets, and the Packers all on the road, all in cold weather. Miami's not a team that travels well. And if you just look at projected wins by DraftKings, Jets opponents are projected to win 120 games. The Bills and Dolphins are projected to win 142 and 140 or so each. Jets have a major advantage in the schedule. I just think they really did a good job addressing their offensive line. And look, as bad as it was last year, I mean, it's an absolute disaster with Rodgers going down the first series of the season and having no backup quarterback. They still got the 7. So them getting to 10, 11, 12 wins, I don't think is impossible. And the AFC, where everyone has a tough schedule, theirs is not that bad after San Francisco week one. So to me, Jets 2-1 to win the division, and some longer shots on conference championship, win the Super Bowl. I really don't mind it. I think they're going to be really good. As long as you can get Rodgers to be like the, I don't know, 10th or 12th best quarterback, I think they're going to be good. I don't buy these offseason stories. I don't care what he does in June. He's at minicamp. He's not at minicamp. This news cycle the last year, ever since Rodgers got hurt, when he's going to return. Yeah. Is he going to play on the ACL? What's he doing, you know, politically? I pay no attention to it. I think they're going to be a good football team.
What is the what is the opinion that is throughout what's the conventional wisdom right now about any team? And part of this is anecdotal because we don't necessarily have this quantified, but from what you've experienced, what's the conventional wisdom opinion in the NFL that you disagree with the most? The one that makes you wince a little bit where you're like, people keep saying this, but I don't buy it.
That's a good question. Other than like Washington going undefeated and winning the Super Bowl,
I will say my
betting just instincts are anytime, cover earmuffs, why any team, I'll stick to the Texans. I'll leave the Packers out of it. Although I get worried anytime these teams are hyped. Anytime a team has a big jump in just overachieving from one year, I just worry they take a step back next year. So my antenna's up with the Texans. Everyone just assumes they're going to take another step forward. It's not always linear. I just think the schedule was easy. Everything broke right. Everything was house money. You come into this year with expectations. You add Diggs. There's a spotlight on you. Now it's a first-place schedule. I'm a little careful, and that directs me to one of my other bets, because if I'm looking to fade the Texans, and I've never been a Trevor Lawrence fan. You and I are right on this. I've never been a Lawrence fan. I've always thought he was overrated. He's an okay player, but I think we're we're deep enough into his career where we think, you know, anything above being a slightly above average quarterback to me is a stretch. I look at the Colts. I love Steichen as a coach. He almost won the division without it. He lost his quarterback and almost won that division last year. I mean, we all love the Texans for winning the division. The Colts almost won it with you know, their backup. They're potentially elite at quarterback and at coach because I love what I saw from Richardson. I worry he's going to stay healthy. He's like a car crash on every play, but he is super talented. So if I got a potentially superstar coach and a superstar quarterback in a weaker division, I think the Colts, I'd like a little bit better of a number, but I saw plus 310 at DraftKings. That's one where I think they can be better than people think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I said that about the Texans a couple months ago where it's like these things are do not always get, you know, graphed perfectly in an upwards line. So right. I had the Jaguars, you know, as a better team than the Texans. But knowing, and that's with me not being a fan of Trevor Lawrence, let me ask you about a couple other things. Do you have an awards bet that you have either made already or that you're eyeing?
No, I think the awards markets, I've talked about this. I think Mahomes and Lamar won this in 2018 and 2019. If you remember, 70-1, 80-1, and then even 2020, Rodgers won it 30-1, all at MVP. And you know, I think the books just kind of took their ball and went home and said, we're not going to hang these huge numbers on quarterbacks that are live because we know the award. It's a quarterback, and it's a quarterback of a winning team, a team that wins their division. So the days of getting guys that are live at 60, 70, 80-1, it's just not there. I especially look at the MVP where anyone you'd be interested in, you think that, oh, this guy's a sleeper, like, okay, people that like Trevor Lawrence, 30-1, like, I would need double that. Okay, Herbert, you know,
yeah,
maybe with Hardball he plays better, 15-1. I just think I need, like, double all these available prices. To me, they're all kind of taking on. And remember, Lamar was 15-1 Christmas, so you can get good numbers on this late in the season.
Yeah, that's interesting, and that sucks for bettors, but I think you're right. That is certainly for MVP. Now, might there be opportunity in some of the other awards markets? Maybe so, because they're a little more nebulous and a little more volatile, but MVP, and yeah, it seems to be muted.
I will say.
Yes.
Yeah, I will say, if I like Coach of the Year, if I like the Jets, maybe sell it Coach of the Year just because you're getting a jump in wins, you're getting a situation where they haven't been to the playoffs in a while. Remember, Mike Brown won this award in basketball because the Kings hadn't been to the playoffs in a while. So could Salah be the beneficiary of a big jump for the Jets? Maybe at like, you know, 11, 12 to 1. Maybe that's not a bad one.
I don't know if you heard earlier, Zach Cohen was on talking about the NFC East, and he has the Eagles winning. He has Jalen Hurts winning MVP. And I sort of just gave the devil's advocate argument of, all right, but here's all the things happening with the Eagles. And so, yeah, they might win the division. Like, I just think the division top to bottom has so many question marks. The Giants are terrible, and then everybody else has question marks. And so I want to ask it of you in sort of a broader sense. When we think of the best teams in the NFC, AFC is a little more hard because there's, you know, there's the Chiefs, but then there's tons of other good teams. The NFC, we think of the Eagles. Maybe some people think of the Cowboys. We think of the Lions and the Packers, and we think of the Niners. Maybe some people think of the Falcons, but generally not. And then maybe some also with the Rams. But it's much more defined, right? I'm allowing for those other teams. But it's really Eagles, Lions, Packers, Niners as a group of four. How would you rank those four? Like, because I think a lot of people are still like, oh, the Eagles are still the class. I don't see it that way. How do you see it?
Funny. I was talked into the Eagles a little bit just because so many people think, hey, the narrative, they added Barkley, they had a good draft. Drew Dinsick did a good job of at least making me think twice that they're a lock to win this division or a great bet to win this division because he takes it back to 2 years ago. Remember, they made the Super Bowl. They beat up on all these bad quarterbacks, and yes. I think this narrative has formed. They have a good defense, and they've been living off that where last year I know they were, 10-1, but a lot of that was luck. So there's been this confluence of events where they had a soft schedule with quarterbacks 2 years ago, then they had things break right just in close games last year. So they are, to me, the most confusing team in the league. So I think there's a wide range of outcomes where if they bounce back and they were 13-4, I wouldn't be shocked. And if they were like 9-8, 8-9, I don't think I'd be shocked. Hurts is a confusing player. The whole team, everything with Sirianni, where they don't seem to like him. There's some immaturity there. To me, if there's one team that's just completely confusing to me, it is Philly.
Baseball rapid fire to close. Are you worried about your Yankees?
They have some holes. They definitely need some additions. So yes and no. I think this is just they're still 52-30, but they certainly need some things addressed. Cole hasn't pitched well. The starters haven't pitched well. They got holes everywhere. They need a bat. They need a couple relievers. But big picture, they're going to make some additions. I think they'll be okay. But right now, like this version of the Yankees is not a title team. So they're going to need to make some renovations, but I think they'll be okay. They've gotten lucky in that Baltimore slump the same time they did. So if things didn't go well for them with Baltimore slumping, they could be looking, you know, at a 3-4 game deficit. They're still in decent shape. I do think they'll bounce back, but certainly have to be concerned. It's been ugly. And how about the Mets? What a stunning turnaround.
Yeah.
I went to a Mets game like 3 weeks ago. They were 11, 12 games under. Now you blink and they're 500. It really is a stunning turnaround as I can remember.
One correction. The Yankees didn't benefit from an Orioles slump. The Astros destroyed the Orioles. Just want to point that out. That's a correction. And the Yankees 12 and 11 minus 4 run differential in the month of June. Any picks on the way out? Anything today? Short slate?
Under 4.5 first five with your Giants magic against the Cubs. Imanaga, I think, bounces back against Hicks. That's a pretty good pitching matchup. And I think if you can put the date on when you were at the game, Yankees-Giants, you might have put a little hex on the Yankees. They have not played well since.
I was at that June 2nd game in the glorious sun of San Francisco when the Yankees put up 4 on Doval in the 9th to beat them. Yes. May you be hexed forever. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. Will Hill, Shoulda Bet More is the name of his podcast. Does a great job. Check it out. We've done all we can do. Gojo and Golicker next. Enjoy from Visa, the sports betting network.